The Gemara brings down the end of the Daf Vav and Beis, last Gemara in Masechta, that Mar Yehuda, Bati Bar Tuvi, Rabbi Yassi came to Shmuel Malka. Isaac came to Sraga, Pasuk Achol, Pasuk Bahavli, then Bati Bar Tuvi, Hoda Dotsa, Sar Zimli, Ba'ara, Pasuk Havli, Mar Yehuda. So Amali Bati Bar Tuvi, Vahu Gavala Bar Yisraelu, am I not a Yid? Why not Makbin and me also? That shouldn't need something which is not kosher. So Amali, Mar Kimli Begabe, Mar Lekimli Begabe. So first he told him that him I know, you I don't know. Then he says, Ikadami Amali Idchi, my Abdus Boerte. He told him, I remember what you did last night. Remember what you did last night. And because of that, I see that you're not so makbid on Isurim. So what does it mean? What did he do last night? So Rashi's Mazba, the Derech Parsiyim, Limser, Nashim, Lachsan, Naim, Ukashashigalim, Belay, Lashavar, Kibel, Bati, Rebuhudi, Lakibel. He was Makabel, the Isha that was sent him. And because of that, he said, I figured that you're not makbid on Kashrus as well. Taisa says it wasn't really an Isser because he was still an Evid, but Lamai said that's what Shvor Malka thought. It's interesting, Diak in Lashon Rashi. Rashi says the Derech Parsiyim, Limser, Nashim, Lachsanayim. This is the Derech Parsiyim to do such a thing, to send women to their Achsanayim, to their guests. How does Rashi know that it was the Derech Parsiyim? Maybe it wasn't the Derech Parsiyim, but he happened to do it over here. This was something that he did. Shvor Malka did it. Where does Rashi get this from? That's the Derech Parsiyim. So I was thinking, Ulay can be miyashim this LP, a Gevaldik Avart that I once saw from a Reuven Margolius, b'shem his Shvager. This is in the Sefer Pninim of Margolius. He's going on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara says over there that certain Amoraim, when they would come to a city, they would say, Man Havi LeYuma. They would announce, who wants to be my wife for a day? It sounds like they were looking to have a wife for a day. And when they would travel to these certain cities, the Gemara says that Rav Ki Mikla LeDarshish, Makas Man Havi LeYuma, Rav Nachim Ki Mikla Shachnetze, Makas Man Havi LeYuma. This is the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis in Yuma, who wants to be my wife for a day? Now, about it's a Pela, how could it be the Amoraim? They wanted to marry someone for a day when they went away. What's the pshat in that? So Reuven Margolius says, b'shem shvager, based on this Gemara over here, based on Rashi, that we see that it was the derech of the Parsiyim, that when a guest came, they would send them women. That was they felt that was the proper thing to do. And these Amoraim didn't want to even be comely day nisayin, that shouldn't happen b'chlal, they shouldn't have to deal with it. And therefore, when they would come and say that they're married, that they have a wife, then he wouldn't send them inisha, would not send them women. So therefore, they went through this whole fictitious marriage just to tell Melech Paras that they have a wife already with them, and that would avoid the necessity to deal with Melech Paras sending them the women who wouldn't send it to them once he knows that their wife is with them. And that is the reason why they did it. It was done L'shem Shemayim, to avoid this whole Nisayin with the Melech Paras. So based upon that Vard, it would come out that it has to be that this was something which was the Derech to do. It's not just a one-time thing that happened over here, but this is something that happened all the time. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Moraim were concerned every time they came to one of these Persian cities, that the Melech would send them these Nashim, and it could be that's the Hecharashi, that it was the Derech of the Parsim, based on that Gemara and Yuma. It's not something that just happened over here, but this was something they did all the time, and that's why they would say Man Havi LeYuma. Just want to be Messiah with another Diak in this Rashi. Rashi says the Derech Parsim, Limser Nashim Lachsanayim, Kishishirgan Lembalai Lashavar, Kibel Bati Rebuhuda LaKibel. So he's saying that Rashi says that the reason why the Melech thought this is because Bati was Makabo and Rebuhuda was not Makabo. L'chari, we think the Rashi should say it the other way around. He's trying to bring out the point that Bati was Makabel. That's what he should end off with. He should say the Ravida was not Makabel, but Bati was Makabel, and for that reason, Shmuel Malka was Chayshin in him. But it could be that, because that's what the Ikavot Rashi is coming to say, but it could be the Rashi wanted to be Messiah Medover Taiv, and he therefore switched it around, so the Kibel came first, but the Siyam, the last words of the Masechta of Rabbi Huda and Rashi, is Ravida lo Kibel, he wasn't Makabelit, and that way there's a Siyam Medover Taiv. And this is Taki the Siyam Masechta, Siyam Taiv, and Mazel Tov to all the Lamedim, Shmizaycha, to Lilma, to Lamed, many more Masechtas, Lisfar Macherim, Ulakanim.